Eloheinu melech ha'olam shehakol liyeh divrav. Heading back with Siyata Dishmaya to the outset of Parshas Tetzaveh, we know that Moshe Rabbeinu's name is glaringly omitted from the pages of Parshas Tetzaveh. We're introduced to Viata Tetzaveh Spnei Yisrael, the blatant absence of Moshe's name. The Balaturim, the Gros, so many others pick up on this. Balaturim cites more than one answer. We'll just go with the first one, Lohiska Moshe Bezeh Seder. There's no parsha from the moment of his birth that fails to mention Moshe's name. The Atam, what's the reason? Mishim Sha'omar, in the context of this week's parsha, Parshas Kisisa and Chet Egel, Moshe Benu said, Vimayan Abistur, if you're not going to forgive them, Hemtisas Chatos Amutav, it's all going to be fine and dandy, it'll be Givaldik. But if not, then Mechini Nami Sifracha, Hasher Kasavta, then erase me, blot me out, Vekilas Chacham, Afilu Al Tznai, Bov in Iskai, Mazel, that's Alfi, the Gemara, and Makas, Davir Amin Aleph, we know that the curse of a Chacham, Shkoga Yotzeh Piyashol, so many sugyas bandied all throughout Shas, highlighting the koach of the pet. If a chacham, a tamar chacham, even if he stipulates, even if it's al tanai, v'mayin mecheni nami sivracha, but if the words escape his precious lips, there has to be some quasi kiyam, some quasi fulfillment of those words. Mamela Leibestor takes him out of the tzavet. And we know the Vilna Gaon that the hidden letters. We know of Moshe Rabbeinu come out to be Michoel, Gematria 101, how many psukim in the pages of Parshas Tetzaveh. We mentioned in the past as well that the Eibishter says, I don't want to erase Moshe Rabbeinu's names. He says the words of Parshas Kisisa. Hashem says, well, I don't want to take his name out of Kisisa. I don't want to take it out of Vayakel, out of Pekudei. Hashem goes through every single parsha and says, I just can't take Moshe Rabbeinu's name out. Until what? Until we go full circle. And we start again with Bereishis and we go through Shmos and Eibishter says, oy vey, I'm getting up to the last parsha. Comes to and the last one before Kisisa, Abishter says, right, what can I do? It came out of his lips. Abishter says, I'm waiting. In the end of the day, in the very last parsha, Tetzaveh. And that's when Hashem takes out his name. So we know many different shotim. We know Merumazim to Moshe Rabbeinu in the pages of Tetzaveh. And the Bala term, it's all about the Kahuna, the inauguration, consecration of the Kohanim. We know a Moshe Rabbeinu to have Chalisha Sadas. So we'll leave his name out. But did you ever wonder the following? Isn't this a gavaldig gezach? Moshe Rabbeinu brachas lamar beis amar aleph. He puts his olam haza on the line for Klal Yisrael. He puts his olam haza. He puts his olam haba. Any greater act in the history of the Jewish people of a leader who doesn't simply get in his horse and lead Klal Yisrael in battle, but this is a leader who puts all of his olam haza and all of his olam haba. When David Stern tells him, writes the gemara brachas lamar beis amar aleph, Hashem says, "No, herif me many vash me day. Go ahead and move away. Let me destroy the Jewish people." Moshe says, "No, I'm not going to." But he says, "I'll build them through you." No, I'm not interested. I want the Klal Yisrael. I'm willing to give up everything because I need to have a Klal Yisrael. The same way that we mentioned in the past, what was the Maila about Yehuda? Why is Yehuda chosen? So we mentioned the Chiddush Urim and others that Yehuda was the sense of Achrayus, the sense of Aravus, the sense that he was willing to give up everything and say, Hanochi Arvenu, I will guarantee the safe return of Binyamin. Moshe Rabbeinu isn't just doing it for his brother, isn't just doing it for one person, he's doing it for God's Klal Yisrael. And Binyamin was a tzaddik, Binyamin, Shamson, and Hayim, and Vez is one of the Dalit, Shemes, and Betra, Shanochi, should never sin. We can understand, but to go and put everything on the line for a Klal Yisrael that now sinned with the egregious error of Chet Egel and Afapikin, that's a Moshe Rabbeinu, that's a Manig. So he should be getting the most unbelievable reward. Fred the Sanzarov, the only one that I saw ask this kasha, the Divrei Chaim, Gavaldig, a 3-volume set. If you think you're going to get the one just on Chumash, no, it's a 3-volume box set. The first one on Chumash, second one on the Modim, and third one is on Meseches Bava Metziah. So you have a Divrei Chaim, Gavaldig, Chidushin, they redid a number of years ago. So in the second volume, the Sanzarov, the Divrei Chaim, the Parsha Zohar. Fred the Sanzarov. Hinei Beish also Yisolo Samaisa when they perform Chet Egel. Vayomer Lahashmi Deim Lulei Moshe Bechiro. Hashem Moser Nosho Ava Yisrael and Yisen Mechenina. Venetar Betvilaso Vashiva Baruch Hu Salati Kibarucha. And we see that he effected a change. He was able to engender the eventual Slicha Mechila from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But still we know that his name is glaringly missing from the pages of Parsha Tetzava. V'lachora yifle. V'lachora frek the sons of it's a pella. Ma'adua yikra onish chas v'sholom al dvar mitzvah mesiris nefesh kaze. What a gavaldig act. Adarabah. Take a look at Yeshaya Novi in Perek Samakim v'poshiket Aleph. He's masker Moshe l'shvacha mesiris nefesh v'tfila v'yishov. Yishka yimei ola Moshe avdo. And many psukim along this line. Why is he getting punished? Zok the sons of Rav, he's not getting punished. Be'emes machmas v'siris nafsho be'emes at shekemat nivto min ha'olam v'nidvak b'shorish marsho v'keduma b'devekes nifla humisham zorach ha'shemesh al nishmas Yisrael, because Moshe Rabbeinu himself was shorish nishmas Yisrael. Moshe Rabbeinu, we know, was shoko k'neged kol Yisrael. Rashi at the outset of Yisrael cites the famous mechilta l'moshe l'Yisrael amma malami, that Moshe was shoko k'neged kol Yisrael. Writes the Avnei Neza, Moshe says, how am I going to save them? You know, I have to go ahead and go back to my shorish neshomas, kol ha'lekapas is therein, all of the neshomas of God's Klal Yisrael. I'm going to make myself botul and mavotul legamri so that I return kilo. I'm going to take myself figuratively out of this world. I'm going to go back to my shorish. Once I go back to my shorish, I'll be shoev, additional kedusha, and I'll be able to be maishich, additional kedusha, mechadosh. I will come out of Briya Chadosh, and since I contain in my neshoma the neshomas of God's Klal Yisrael, when I undergo his chachas and I emerge a Briya Chadosh, now Mamela, I will bring a new sense of his chachos to Klal Yisrael. That's what his intention was. Kozem machmas ki nivtel kemat meirov mesiris nefesh v'nivak v'shayrish kol ha'sharoshim v'misham nimshach v'dach rotzah v'shov chiyas kedusha l'kol Yisrael. He meant to go on and leave this world. He says, Abishter, take me out. Anything that's in the Torah is part of the Metzias. What's not in the Torah? Anything that's connected to the Metzias, I mean, it just doesn't belong in the Torah. We mentioned in the past, Sukkot and Beis, Amad Beis, Arba Devarim Mischari Talema Kodesh Baruch Hu Shabarim. Four things Kaviyochel Hashem Yisbaruch has regret, as remorse, whatever that pshat is, that he created them. One, of course, is Yishmael. Hashem says, I have charot, I ever made Yishmael, I ever made these Arabs. What's the pshat? That's a whole hesper by Moshe Shapiro and others, how Hashem can have charot, that he created something. But Lamaisa, isn't it fascinating? Esav has a lot of speaking parts in the pages of the Torah. Anybody here know a single word that Yishmael ever said? You will not find a single word, because Yishmael is like the Jewish husband who has no speaking role. And the end of the day, lahavdil, but he has no speaking part on the pages of the Chumash. There's not a single word. Why? Because Yishmael's a Bri of Sheker. He's neged the Metzias. Taking yourself off the pages, he doesn't belong. He has nothing emistic to say. His own Metzias is one of Sheker. Lahavdil, Afi Abdullah Moshe Rabbeinu says, I'm taking Bekavano. It's not an Onesh. I want to be removed from the pages of the Torah so that I can go ahead and be metaphorically botul and mafutul, I can return to my shorish neshama. And since my shorish neshama encompasses therein all the shorish neshamas of God's Klal Yisrael, because he's shoker can I get a Klal Yisrael, I'll be shoev all that kedusha and bechidav ischachus chadosh. I'll recreate Klal Yisrael anew as I emerge anew after that statement. Mechini nami sibrucha zok the sons of Rav. Yes, it is kabbalah dik, but in the end of the day, avada, it was not an onesh. This is his kavana. I want to make myself botul. That's Moshe Rabbeinu, and that's the koach of Anhoga. To be a monarch means you got to be up to be able to step up to the plate and put everything on the line. So I'd like to take you back quickly to a brief nekuda that I mentioned this past Shalosh Shana. So Chatzkel Abramsky, the famous Chatzkel Abramsky, the Chosin Yecheskel, and we know that after Europe, he was then in London for a while, ultimately making his way to Eretz Yisrael, becoming Rosh Hashiva, and by Vegan called Torah. So when he was in London one time, he was called into court to testify, and the judge said, introduce yourself. Let me know who you are. So he says, you know, tell me your resume. What's in your resume? Chatzkel Abramsky said, he says, I'm the biggest posek in Europe right now. And he says, I'm the biggest postlake. I'm the Gadol Dor in Europe right now. So he says, excuse me, Rabbi Abramsky, but isn't Judaism all about humility? He says, what do you want? I'm under oath. I'm under oath. He was in court. What can he do? He has to tell the truth. Amadi was a tremendous honor. Chatzkel Abramsky didn't just write several volumes of Choskin Yecheskel and the Tosefta's magnum opus. Amari also has many other ksavim, and years ago they put it together under a separate sefer Choskin Yecheskel on Tanakh, on Agarato, and a collection of different mamorim. So in Parshas At the end of Parshas Beshalach, Rav Chatzkel Abramsky says, what's this idea of Moshe Rabbeinu with his hands up in the air, with Aaron a Kohen on one side, and Hur, the son of Miriam and Kalei ben Yefuna on the other side? Writes Rav Chatzkel Abramsky, because who is the paradigmatic leader, the quintessential monarch, the Dori Doris of the Jewish people, is none other than Moshe Rabbeinu himself. He is our Rebbe, he is our monarch, he is our leader. You know why he was our leader? Because he was in the middle and he knew how to go out and be collate the Kochus of Aaron a Kohen, who himself was the archetype of an Oev Shalom and Rodev Shalom. Hillel's famous statement and Perkei Avos, Perkei Aleph, Mishnah Yerbeis, having me tamid of Shal Aaron, Oev Shalom, Rodev Shalom, Oev is a Brias and Makar from the Tyro. See, as Aaron a Kohen on the one side, he has Chur. What do we know about Chur? The whole Sugis and Hedron, Avzaitim and Aleph. He tries to denounce Klai Yisrael, Shechita Egel. He tries to stop them. Ultimately, they kill it. Beshas Shechita Egel, he's the personification of a kanoi, of the zealous individual. To be a monarch, you need to be kolate, you need to be in the middle, and find that middle ground of having a lot of Aaron coins, Oev Shalom, Rodev Shalom, and also putting inside yourself the kanos of a chur, because a monarch can't just be Mr. Nice Guy. He's got to know when to take a tough stand, he's got to know when to stand up and make a statement, a famous Chiddush Yerim. Why is David called David? Dalus, from Medrash Osios to Rabbi Kiva, in the Gemara and Shamus of Dalet Amin Aleph, the letter Dalet is Dalus, which highlights humility and lowliness. David is at the outset and at the end. Barishan of Achra, what is he? A Dalit and a Dalit. He's Dalus Vidalus. But what's the Os in the middle? The Os Zekufa, the letter Vav, which is the fully upright letter in the Hebrew alphabet, writes the Chiddush Harim, because even a monarch like David, you could be an Anov, but in the middle, you have to have a Bechin of Azus. You gotta know when to be bold and brazen, when to take a stand. That's Dalus Vidalus. He's Dalus Vidalus at the beginning and end. He's all about Ches and Rachamim and humility, but in the middle, Osakufa, he stands over, because to be a Melech, you need that Koch. That's the Maral and Givuris. Why Moshe Rabbeinu had to marry from the daughters of Moab, because he can't just be about Chesed. He needs to have a Shtikal Azus. He needs to be tough to be a monarch. Azok to Rachos and Yecheskel, there's Moshe in the middle. Who's holding up his hands? Here's the monarch. What are you looking at? Someone sandwiched in between the ultimate, the Baal Chesed, the ultimate Oy Shom Rodei Shom Mitzad Echad, and the ultimate Kanoi Mitzad Sheni, and there's Moshe Rabbeinu right in the middle. So that's very gishmak. Moshe Rabbeinu is the ultimate Baal Chesed, and he takes that Chesed and he unites it with the Kanos. What greater act than doing what? And being a Kanoi B'Shas Chet Egel, he takes the Luchas and he smashes them and he gives Klai Yisrael Musar Mitzad Echad and Mitzad Sheni, we close the Torah La'inei Kol Yisrael Yasher Kochachosh Shibarta, the famous Gemara in Shabbos Yasher Kayach Moshe Rabbeinu Shabbos V'Chesed, you broke the Luchas, you saved Klai Yisrael. You see that the Moshe Rabbeinu already was endowed with that Kayach. Abish already taught him by Mechemes Amalek Pre-Matan Torah, pre-Chet Egel. What's the godless of Moshe? That he could be collate inside his gargantuan neshama, the Kaychas of Aaron, the ultimate Baal Chesed, and the Kaychas of Chur, the ultimate Kanoi. Moshe Rabbeinu, look at this Gevaldikite. Aaron is an Oyev Shom Rodev Shalom. He's Mr. Nice Guy, doesn't stop them. Chet Egel, he has his Cheshbainus Rechule. Chur is tough, 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 it's Kanai Kanoi. And Moshe Rabbeinu does what? In the same Maisa, after Mechemes Amalek B'Shas Chet Egel, what does he do? He does a Maisa Kanos by breaking the Lucas in full view of the Jewish people, saying you guys don't deserve it. He gives them Musar. He gives Aaron a coin, his older brother Musar. How could you go on to do this? And at the same time, he does the Gevaldige Chesed of what? Putting everything on the line. The same people at the same moment that he's rebuking them, that he's reprimanding them, that he's being a kanai towards them. He's simultaneously behind the scenes performing the greatest chesed in the history of the world by putting on the line his Olam Hazeh, his Olam Hazeh, by being Bota Mavuta to do the greatest chesed of Messias Nevis over Klai Yisrael. That's Mamash Aaron Chor Ba'osa Shah Ba'osa Maisa. And that's Moshe Rabbeinu Lefini Yazdaiti, that's his godless. Mamela, when it comes time to finding a successor. Now let's turn briefly to Rabbi Yehuda Altusky. He was a Rav in New York years ago. He's a Gevaldige Sefer Hagyoni Yehudi, and he questions a Parsha Pinchas. Notice how Yeshua doesn't have a Parsha name for him. Pinchas has a Parsha name for him. And you know when we crown Yeshua as the successor to Moshe Rabbeinu, a mamish what a stira. It is so Peledic. You know where Yeshua is crowned? In the context of Parshas Pinchas. And a Parsha that's named for Pinchas, that's highlighting the gamblers of Pinchas, who l'chaira we would have thought to be Hashkof Rishon, should have been the worthy successor to Moshe Rabbeinu. After all, Pinchas, we know from the Targum Yom Nisim, we know from Pirkei of Elazar, he became Elyon Navi. Klai Yisrael is a Malach Hashem. Elyon Navi, he's walking amongst them. You have Elyon, and he's not the next leader. He's not the next monarch. Who's the next monarch? In the pages of Parshas Pinchas itself, and Yeshua is told to do what? To crown It's Davke going to be by Yom Hashem Moshe Kach Lachas Yeshua Benon Yishe Ruach Bo V'Samachta Es Yad Cha'olov. Why is he getting the smicha? Why is he the choice candidate to be the successor to Moshe Rabbeinu? Asks Rav Yudal Tzutzki. The very name of the Sedra, Morera Sarayo Nisham, Adul Lachosha Moshe Rabbeinu Klala, Pinchas Kemamali Makomo. Why wasn't he the first choice? He should have been the obvious choice. He was only a Navi, he's a Malach Hashem. Ateritz's Bekitza, right from Yudal Tuski. Because he was what? He was a Kanoi Kanoi. Elio Navi is a Kanoi. And the Parsha of Pinchas getting rewarded for his Kanos, because Eina Chanami is a Gavaldi Yazach, writes in the Tziv, he has to get Hinin, you know, saying those Brishi Sholem, writes in the Tziv in Emek Dover, because it was such a Maisa Kanos, you now have to go and reciprocate. You have to compensate to that lack of Sholem by giving him a little bit more Sholem. He didn't know seeing those species Sholem. And in the pages of the Parsha that's named for this protagonist, we have Yeshua now crowned as the successor to supersede Moshe Rabbeinu. Why? He's Yisrael Shiruch Bo, he's Mu'ur v'Mabriyas, he is Yodea Ruach Kolach V'Yechad. Yeshua, but wasn't he also a Kanai? Famous for the Chavetz Chaim, and Chavetz Chaim Olator, beginning of Parsha Shlach. Why Kolev? He doesn't need a letter added onto his name. Ask the Chavetz Chaim. Yeshua, V'Yirkol Moshe Yeshua. Why? Zokdrashi api chazal kol yoshi ocha meyatsa samaraglet. He needed to see out to the Shmai. Why? Because Moshe says, oh, my Talmud Yeshua, he's a Kanoi. He's going to denounce their actions. He's going to go in and say, how could you guys do this? He's going to be the one to try and silence them. I need to give him see out to the Shmai because they're going to try and kill him. It's 11 verses 1. We're going to do away with Yeshua. I have to give him see out to the Shmai by creating as a prefix to his name, the Shem Hashem, Yud and Hey. Yeshua is a Kanoi. Who's the one battling Amalek on the battlefield? Vayachlos Yeshua Samalek. Who's the fighter? Yeshua. Who's leading them in the Mechemes? Zion Avamin in the 7 years of Kibbutz Shir. Yeshua, the fighter, the Kanoi, fighting Amalek, fighting the Meraglim. He's a Kanoi. Ah, he's not just a Kanoi. You know why Yeshua is chosen? You just read about Pinchas Ulio. Aye, but he's Asher Yisru Ruach Bo. He is more of a Mabrius. He's not just a Malach walking amongst us. He is the one who is going over and speaking to each and every person on understanding and listening to each and every yid. He's a Shiruch Bo Dehainu. If Moshe Rabbeinu's Galus, if the precursor to being Moshe Rabbeinu was sitting atop the mountain, sandwiched in between Aaron, the Oishomer, and Shalom, and Chor on the other side, to be the monarch, you have to have both of Theonius Daiti. Dafka Yeshua can be the successor. Dafka, we're going to crown him in the contest of Parshas Pinchas when we understand the Mila of Kanos. Avada Yeshua had that. He was the Kanoi, tried to silence Amragam, fight Samolek. But what? You know what? He's chosen in contrast to Pinchas, who is greater than he was, writes the Mishas Yavitz in his Agdama too, the Sefer Sikoren of Rav Chaim Shmulevitz in the Agdama of the Oris Mishas Yavitz in the Agdama Sarama, and he makes the same diak as well, Rav Yudal Tuski, Allah said Pinchas Yeshua, Shloishtam Kibla Mimoshe, Masul Yeshua, Pinchas' name is listed before Yeshua because Pinchas Eliyo Navi was a greater Tamachokim than Yeshua. You know why Yeshua was the leader though? Because he was the Talmud of Moshe, alert from Moshe Beno. He's the one who saw him atop the mountain, watching as the hands more than anyone to be the leader. You have to be sandwiched in. You have to have the midos of Chor and the midos of Aaron HaKohen. Yeshua is the one atop the mountain of Achei Tegel, Lusum Moshe Rabbeinu, speak to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, put everything on the line to save clients at the very moment that he was such a Kanai. That beautiful admixture of the midos of Chesed of Aaron Mitzan Echad with the Kanos of Chor Mitzan Sheni. That's the Manik. That's Moshe. That's Yeshua. Talmido is worthy successor. Let's learn from those midos. And Mitzvah Shem, let's have a Gavaldig night. Let's come back for the Shir in the Daf Yomi room. 8:15 to 9 o'clock in Yoni Tfilah. Talk about Yaakov. Talk about Tchias Amesim. Talk about Atzachunah and Udas Vesiata Dishmayo. Otherwise, regular night call out tonight to Mitzvashem. Zereshimshon 9:25 to 9:45. Ayde Rabbi Nivagor Shlita. And otherwise, have a warm, safe, enjoyable, awesome night at the Hemp Cottage, please. Amen.